Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Hello Tomorrow podcast, where we believe that optimism is a rebellion strategy. Today, I want to call something out. Here it is. Ready? The things that I write and speak about can be really difficult to do. Yeah, I know it. Like, the challenging reality of what I ask you all to ponder and take action on, it's not lost on me. It's hard. And I want to call this out today. And I also want to break it down to try to make this simpler. So I generally talk about three core ideas. One, the future is something we create. Two, the primary duty of leaders is to focus on systems. Three, we need a revolution to flip us from an extractive approach to an energizing and regenerative approach. Now, if you've been reading my work for any length of time, these themes probably sound quite familiar. I've come to believe the challenge isn't really one of understanding any of these things. Given a little bit of time and space, which is not always easy to come by, I know, these declarations are reasonably straightforward and I think self-evident with even a tiny bit of exposition. So let me show you. We'll go through each one of these briefly. First one, the future is something we create. What we call the future is really just the present of tomorrow. And we see evidence all around us that plainly teaches us how this happens. For example, we plant and care for seeds now and they sprout tomorrow. We use compound interest to grow our money tomorrow. We teach our kids to make good choices so they become constructive humans tomorrow. This is how the future works and we know it. But it's easy to forget how we're actively creating the future because the busyness of today is so intense. So that's the first one. The future is something we create. The second one, the primary duty of leaders is to focus on systems. This one tells us that we don't actually make very many choices. What we do is we choose systems and they make choices for us. And because of the hierarchical way we've organized the world, there are only certain, quote, levels of people who can change these systems. I call those people leaders. Therefore, the job of leaders ought to primarily be the making of better systems. So that's the second one. The primary duty of leaders is to focus on systems. The third one is about the revolution we need to flip us from an extractive approach to an energizing, regenerative approach. So what this one is about is that what we call, quote, the real world is actually pretty fake. What we've done is we've created a false substrate called work or business that actually lives on top of the actual biological world. Then what we do is we take energy from the biological world, the actual real world, to power this construct we've built. And we externalize any costs of that extraction into the future biology. And that sounds complex, but it's actually right there in front of our faces every day. We literally extract things from the earth that we literally burn to power the way we work. We extract energy from humans to make our companies function. We extract actual people from our companies whenever the hell we want. We just call those extractions layoffs. Now, we do that to boost the bottom line now with no consideration of the cost that ripples out into our communities. Then to top it all off, we talk about this entirely made up layer as the real world, even though it's not. And we proceed to discount our actually real biological world as somehow less important than this thing we literally made up. It's all very backwards. Thus, the revolution that we need to flip this around so we can create systems that are energizing, regenerative, like the biological world actually is. We need to make our world more like that. So, despite how logical these points are when laid out, as a species, I would currently give us a big, bold red F for knowing how to actually address these things practically in our day-to-day lives. So let's go through these three again and discuss why doing something about these things is so damn hard. Okay? So the first one, we might intellectually understand that we're creating the future constantly. Like intellectually, that makes sense. But life already feels really difficult. So we tend to make choices that don't create the kind of future we want. We do this individually. You know, when I don't go to the gym or when I eat another cheeseburger, which I love those things, we do this individually, but we also do it collectively. When we do things like defund health research or dismantle social safety nets, we understand intellectually that we're creating the future, but we're not making choices now that create the future we actually want. Okay, that's the first one. The second part, systems, leaders focusing on systems, right? Most of us actually don't see the systems. We just live our lives at the affect of them. We are victims, sufferers, or sitting ducks on the receiving end of systems that dehumanize us constantly. And do we put up with these systems? No, actually, we celebrate them. In the world of work, we are case studies in Stockholm Syndrome. We laud our captors with magazine covers, and we normalize wealth hoarding like it's not some disastrous form of ecological cancer. Now, there's also intersectionality between the first one and this one, because our default work systems, they're designed to suck. They're designed to suck the energy out of you, the purpose from your life, the resources from the planet. They're designed to incentivize short-sightedness, and they're designed to make it difficult to make good choices. So this is the reason why number two is hard. Okay, the third one, this flip around revolution from extractive to energizing. This one is hard because no one alive has experienced a dominant reality that isn't extractive. The colonization epic, it seems to finally be coming to an end, but death is hard, even when it's a clear harbinger of a new beginning. Now, this point is particularly difficult because our current way of life is so inherently draining and exhausting that it leaves very little energy in our emotional and spiritual tank, which means our imaginations are grossly, deeply inhibited. We just don't have the time or space to even attempt to picture a reality that doesn't suck like the current one does. So, what in the world are we to do? Isn't that the question? All right, here's a few ideas for us to start with. And then please stick around to this podcast. We're going to keep elucidating, clarifying, imagining more solutions for what to do about all this. For now, I've got a few ideas for each of these three things. So for the first one, right, this idea that the future is something we create, what do we do about this? We get clear about the future we want. Now, I suspect most of us have some vague notion about the future we'd like to have. We'd like our kids to be better off than we were. We'd like a world with more love, better health, cleaner air, less disease, etc. But generally speaking, most of us have a clearer picture of the dystopian, crappy future we don't want than any kind of utopian ideal future we do. So what we must do is explore, dream, imagine, practice, focusing on something we actually want instead of all the crap we don't. So the action item here, how can you create a slightly clearer picture of the future you desire? How can you create a slightly clearer picture of the future you desire? Second one, number two, leaders need to work on systems. What do we do about this? The action item is notice the systems. Noticing that systems exist is actually a really good start. We can't do a damn thing to change them if we don't notice that they exist. So start noticing them, start pointing them out, start bringing them up in conversations. Then practice steering conversations you're having away from complaining about the systems. I know it's fun and easy in the default path, but stop complaining about the systems and start digging deeper into confronting the systemic issues. All right, the third one, how do we flip this from extraction to energizing? The action item here is to stop celebrating the extraction. don't buy into the success narrative bullshit. It's everywhere. It's on magazines all around you, TV shows, news programs. It's everywhere. Once you see us celebrating this extraction narrative, you will start to see it everywhere. At the macro level, here's another thing we can do. Realize that billionaires should not be celebrated. They should be made extinct. At the micro level, don't put up with your shitty workplace systems that suck the life out of people. Now, warning, this will be most of your systems. If you think about the systems in your organization that intersect with humans, you will quickly realize that they all suck. Performance reviews, everybody hates them. Meetings, they're all terrible. The software that we use, it's garbage, right? All of these systems, they are designed to suck. So pick your battles, right? Choose your battles wisely. Which of those systems can you try to fix inside your organization, wherever you work? Choose your battle wisely and don't sit on the sidelines. Pick a battle and fight. Try to make the system better. I know this stuff is hard to do. I do. I've been doing it for a long, long time. But this truly is the work of our time. The future is counting on us. We can do this if we all do our part and we do it together. Thanks for listening. See you next week.